Peterson, New York. The call on is 844-967-2789. And we're back with Sturgeon and Felicia. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I kind of just wanted to talk more about kind of like the youth climate movement, but also the election and why it's so important. And I'm pretty sure, I think all of us voted for maybe the first time or one of the first times recently. So that's pretty exciting. But I also just wanted to talk about the recent climate rally and kind of what the significance was of having it on election day. I don't know if anybody can answer that, but I was just wondering.
Yeah. Would you like to come? Sorry, we're not in the same room. Such confusing.
No, you go right ahead, Sturgeon.
Awesome. So I'm not directly affiliated with ACE, Action for the Climate Emergency. That's the group that ran it. But I think it was really fun to do it on election day specifically because, you know, people were already out. They already had that stuff like at the top of their minds. And we actually met a bunch of people who were just walking down the sidewalk and, you know, saw what we were doing. They heard our loud chants and we were banging pots and pans together. And we really did a great job getting the attention of the public. And several folks joined in on the protest. They had never even heard of us before, which I think is one of my favorite things to happen when we're doing a protest. And I think that it's pretty significant to talk about it with Governor Evers specifically because, you know, unfortunately, he wasn't able to meet with us. He couldn't even send out a staffer to meet with us. And it could have maybe been better. I don't know, maybe had this not been on an election day, maybe they would have all been free and they would have been able to do it. Or maybe it was just sort of a strategic thing on his part. He didn't want to get involved in whatever we were doing. But I think the biggest thing is that it was already kind of on everyone's mind, but this really pushed it up to the next level. And I think it really engaged a lot of people and it was fun like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I unfortunately wasn't able to make it. I did make it to voting though, so I'm glad I was able to do that. But I'm glad, Sturgeon, that you had such a great time and you were able to engage so many people in such a crucial moment for this election and for our democracy as a whole. And I just want to say all of your music, amazing. I just subscribed to the YouTube channel. I encourage everyone to do so. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I know like each of us, I guess, are kind of, you know, we are individuals. We're not kind of individuals. But I guess what has kind of been something that's been kind of like difficult with the climate movement, but maybe also like some of your favorite kind of like memories from working in the climate movement? Because I know it's, you know, there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of positivity when you're kind of working closely with a lot of people who have a lot of hope and a lot of positivity. I can go to, cool.
Yeah, I'll be the first to say, you know, this stuff has its ups and downs, of course. With every step forward, you feel like there's at least two steps back. But I think what gives me a lot of hope is just being able to see the impact of the community work that we do. One of my best memories is for the past two birthdays have coincided with my village's like community service days. So past two birthdays, I spend the morning working in the community garden, just seeing all these people come out to like weed the gardens, lay down mulch and all of that sort of stuff. And it's just amazing to see that. So it's the little moments that you share with other people that really keep you going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that one of the hardest parts for me with the climate movement in particular is probably, honestly, doing the research, particularly with the science involved in it. And, you know, that combined with a lot of the local stuff, some of the issues that I run into, there just isn't available resources on the internet when you're talking about really, really local things. Like some town websites just don't keep them updated very regularly and not everyone checks their email all the time. And it's tricky because, you know, you feel the impact like, oh, this is really important. Why can't you not have a Yahoo email? But Yeah, I've got to agree. I think one of the coolest things is seeing all the different ways that so many different people in so many different communities get involved in this, and just meeting all the different people. I think I've made some of my best friends through this, like in my school and outside of school. I think it's mostly just really fun is what it is, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think it's, for me, I think one of the hardest things is probably, I guess, just like, yeah, again, like information and kind of like feeling like you don't know enough about climate change specifically, like enough to kind of be a part of the movement. But then again, you know, I think that that also does, you know, like if you don't do anything, you're never going to know everything about the climate movement at the same time. But yeah, I think also kind of learning about how people kind of view the climate movement and what they've brought, like whether it's like, you know, I don't know, there's a lot of really great solutions out there for not climate change as a whole, but it's a lot of the like the little things that people do that I think like really add to the movement as a whole. I'm wondering kind of how you view the climate crisis. Like, do you have hope around it or anxiety or concern? I don't know. I can go to Felicia maybe first.
Yeah, like I've said earlier, I do have a lot of hope for the climate movement because I see the growth, I see the effort put into educating yourselves, and I see all these people turning out. But I do have a lot of fear and concern that that the energy will fizzle out, you know, because we're all just human and we also get tired. So I'm afraid that our energy will run out before, you know, people in Washington finally change their minds and do something about this stuff. But I also have hope that, you know, with every day we're gaining new followers, new people who are willing to join this movement and contribute their energy and efforts towards this movement. So that gives me a lot of hope.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways that you can look at it. But lately, I've been pretty excited when I think about the climate activism, particularly because of the way that it influences so many other issues. Like, you know, there's no way that you can really talk about climate change without also talking about like anti-capitalism and anti-racism. And in a way, this can make it seem like it's this giant looming problem that is like causing all these other problems, and it's so huge. But also, if you flip it, if we solve climate change the right way, and if we do so in a way that, you know, you stop the government from subsidizing fossil fuel companies and you like direct that money to helping communities of color and communities with lower incomes, and then you really start getting all these other issues through getting climate change. So in a way, it can sort of be like, you know, you picture like a whole bunch of gears, and like you get the key in and you turn one gear the right way, and it just like turned all the gears, and it can have so much potential if we do it right. So I get kind of excited when I work on this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think too, there's a lot of things that people, I don't know. One of the things that I always get excited about is just planting. I kind of come from the side of like kind of planting plants and food security and that sort of whole process of things. And I don't really know, I guess, what everybody's focused on, but that's something that is very positive to me in education and kind of just like the whole metaphor of planting seeds in education, but also in the ground and seeing that and kind of seeing where people grow. That's something that's really hopeful and exciting for me. And also just learning about more people. I think, I think both of you, I guess I've met Felicia in person, but I haven't met a lot of the guests before they come on the show, and it's just exciting to hear how much they know and how much they can bring to the movement. I was also just kind of wondering, like, on for the election, like, what is something that you think people, you know, what for you is kind of on the ballot, like, really quickly? I know we're running out of time, but
as